You're listening to the Charlottesville Podcasting Network with your host, Dan Gould. Each spring and fall, the Senior Center in Charlottesville's Encore Players takes to the stage to perform a series of one-act plays. This fall, the group presented four plays, The Last Dinner, The Bickersons, I Know You Did It, and Family Visitors. Sid is in trouble with the law. He's a suspect in a local bank robbery. Listen as police detectives attempt to find the truth in I Know You Did It. Encore player Levi Miller wrote and performed in the play. The play was introduced and directed by Senior Center volunteer Gene Newland. The performance took place on Wednesday, October 24th, 2012, as a part of the Encore Players Fall Performance. This is the third of a four-part Wednesday series. Here's Gene Newland.
So our very own Levi Miller, wrote this next piece. I think a lot of us are familiar with the police detective shows that are on TV. They're very popular right now. And Levi has taken those shows as his inspiration. And he's added to that genre a little bit of the theater of the absurd. So now, if you're looking for Miranda rights and legal authenticity, you're not going to get it in this play. And also, we're a no-budget theater group, so if you're looking for the really absolutely authentic uniforms that are worn, you're not getting that either. We're giving you a suggestion of what they might look like. So, we want to make you smile. Levi wanted to make you smile. And here it is. I Know You Did It.
So, Mr. Furnicle, thanks for coming down to the station.
It's Furnicle! How many times do I have to correct people who... Never mind, it's Sid Furnicle. How can I help you?
You haven't a clue what this is all about, huh?
Oh, it wouldn't be for jaywalking. Look, is it all right if I go feed my dog?
Sir, you just got here. Please sit down. This is about a bank robbery that took place last Friday at the First National. Does anything I say jog your memory? Like, did you do it?
No, I didn't think so.
You're not sure?
Oh, are you thirsty? I am. Could I get some water?
You mean to tell me you can't remember whether you walked into a bank, approached a teller, told her to empty her drawers into your little brown bag, which was, I might mention, all of $40,500?
No, not exactly.
You don't exactly recall? The $40,500 or the little brown bag? Sir, I'm not sure you understand the gravity of the situation here.
You might have a point there. What precisely is the gravity? Oh, are you baiting me?
Tim, educate this more.
Well, wait. I think it just hit me. It's that you condemn an ordinary citizen who goes into a bank and kindly asks for a little bit of money in this depressed economy so he might be able to pay his overdue bills. Maybe go on a 6-month cruise and or purchase a modest villa in Beverly Hills. You portray him as a humongous monster, yes, without a doubt. I do understand.
You're upset? Sir, are you for real? Officer Tim, is he for real?
Well, upset? How can you say that? Could I have some water? Maybe a soda might go well at this point.
Tim, get him some water before I lose my sense of humor.
Oh, never mind. Don't you think it's a little hot in here? Can we turn the heat down a bit?
Tell me, if you were to steal $44,000 and you didn't want anyone to find it, where would you hide it?
Let me think a minute. Okay, I got it. If I stole $37,842.32 and I have no idea of the exact amount, I'd probably stash it in that old trunk I have in my attic. Maybe. I need a tissue. Could you get me?
No. You mind if we search your house?
Oh, my house looks like a hoarder's nest now. Could you wait till next Tuesday? You can't even get up the stairs now.
Okay. You mind taking a polygraph test?
Well, if it was up to me, okay. But my fifth grade teacher always told me I never tested well.
Okay, we're going to put you in the lineup.
That won't do any good, will it? Didn't this robber wear some kind of mask over his face?
Whoa, how did you know that?
Lucky guess. I guess.
His wife is here in the other room. What do you want to do?
Ask her the usual questions, but we want to keep them separated.
All right now, Mrs. Furnicle. Where were you and your husband at home? Were you and your husband at home last Friday?
I can't remember.
What can you remember about last Friday?
Not a thing.
So, did you and your husband rob the First National Bank?
No.
So now you remember?
Remember what?
That you and your husband conspire to commit crimes.
Not usually. I'm confused. Am I under arrest?
For what?
For what I did.
What did you do?
What did my husband say I did? I think I see a little lit.
Well, now I'm confused, but I don't want to upset you.
Look, you'd be upset too if you were in the middle of cleaning up your house before the First National Bank comes to foreclose on it and some cop calls and says, come here now.
Well, you can go home, but don't leave town.
I'm not going anywhere because my car was repossessed just this morning.
How are things going in here?
We're going to need to do a lineup. Sit down to that room and get the others in place. Gotta get Mrs. Beasley in here and tell her. Hope she has her glasses on and a hearing aid in. Mrs. Beasley, come on out here, please. Now, I want you to look carefully and listen to the lineup room and be sure you listen carefully and don't be afraid because they can't hear you.
My word, they're all as old as Methuselah. I think the robber was younger than 80.
Okay. I want you to say, stick him up, Mr. Robbery. No, Miss Beasley, put your hands down.
Stick him up, Mr. Robbery.
That's just what they said to me. How did you know?
Oh, brother, not all at once. Ma'am, that's what they all say. Okay, number one, step forward and say the bit.
Stick him up. This is a robbery.
Ooh, he sounds like my ex-husband, but that's not the robber.
Number two, step forward. Repeat the words.
Stick him up. This is a robbery.
You know, the robber was taller and had a deeper voice.
All right, number two, you can step back.
I told them coppers I ain't no mob barker.
Number three, it's your turn.
What was I supposed to say? Stick him up. This is a robbery.
He's cute. Ask him if he's married.
Okay. Number three, you're done. Okay, number four, step forward.
I feel nauseated. Can I use that trash can?
That's him. That's the monster. He He had the creepiest voice I ever heard. He scared the daylights out of me.
Tim, bring Sid back up here. And Mrs. Beasley, you can wait in the other room. Oh, I tell you, he know he did it. I don't know why he doesn't confess. Sid, we've determined that the robber took $37,842.88. Is that correct?
It was not. I mean, I'm not that guilty.
Where were you that day?
Well, you see.
Why don't you just listen to your conscience and just confess?
What's a conscience? Besides, I don't have a conscience. Besides, I don't think I did it. Hey, nice plans.
So you're a horticulturist too, huh?
I was.
Is that before or after you served time for embezzlement, larceny, insurance fraud, arson, impersonating the...
Oh, long before. I wasn't as brilliant back then. Hey, is that my rap sheet or my life story?
What's the difference? What is the difference? Wow. You are career criminal, aren't you?
Why is it that nobody understands me?
I heard you, and I understand you. You did it. You look like you did it. You sound like you did it. You don't think you did it, but we all think you did it. And we'll even bet on it.
Oh, ain't you, I knew it, you blew it. Ain't nothing to it, you can't prove it.
Oh, Sid, there you are. I was cleaning the attic, and I found this bag full of money. Isn't that wonderful? All $37,382.32. You sure had me fooled. You are a good man.
Well, Sid, what do you have to say for yourself now?
Say, do these pants make me look fat?
For the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, I'm Dan Gould.